talk last week, and we just began to discuss the halacha that was the diet of the Mishnah. You can have a situation of something which, although technically it's chemically still chametz, but if it's been charcha, it's been so burned, so scorched up to the point it's no longer edible, then it becomes permissible. No longer have to be worried about the issur of chametz. So we had a whole discussion last week exactly how inedible is it. Is it mixed with this other, is it mixed with kelev, how this fits into other areas of halacha, or chametz, etc. But everybody agrees that you reach a certain point where the issur falls off. However, what's unclear from the Gemara is, what exactly do we mean that the issur falls off? What issur are we referring to? So the Gemara was talking about the issur hanah, that was the context of the Gemara. The very end of the show we pointed out that there appears to be a machlokes issur rishonim. What about the issur achila? What would that halacha be if a person has chametz that's nifsal me'achilas, adam, kelev, whatever your cutoff point is, but I went ahead and ate it, would that be problematic enough? So let's take a look at the Rosh. Rosh, the beginning of the second paragraph, Issur ben Aleph. Taking Siman Aleph. Five lines at the top. Yesh Rosa Moiva. It's the next page. Not what very shady sauce. It's the next page. Fifth line from the top. Again, if you have the regular print of Rosh, I can help you. If you don't have the regular print, you're on your own.
Which paragraph?
I'm not even sure. I guess that there is a first paragraph. Okay? Yesha writes in Lema. There are those who want to say, Lav dafka hano, when Chazal say that you can be nana, you can derive benefit from the burnt, destroyed chametz, to who are the nami achila? You could derive not only benefit, you could actually eat it as well. Why? Da'afra bi'amahu. It's not much afra bi'amahu. No pun intended, it's afra di'ara. It's like eating dirt, it's like eating dust. It's not coming from the dirt. Says the Rosh, v'lo mistaka. It doesn't make sense to me. V'yafa pi de'botla da'asa oichel eitzel kaladom. Even though a normal person wouldn't eat that, since he, Lamaisa, is eating it, so for him, it's no longer considered to be ki'afra di'ara. So like it's the Rosh and the Yesh meets the Rosh and Boimah. So the phrase that we use to describe this Rosh, that we said at the very end of the Shia last week, is what's called Achshire. Who Achshiret? He was Machshire. He grants significance to what was otherwise, the Tam Atzma objectively should have been nothing, should have been Nifsal Me'achila. The fact that he's eating it, that gives Hashim. So we have to ask ourselves a question, is this Din of the Rosh, according to assume the Rosh is correct, is this a Din of the Torah, or is this only a Cholim Midda Rabbanah? Is this telling me that Midda Raisa, the Torah recognizes this concept, that not only do we objectively define food in a certain manner, but subjectively, I can change the definition. If klape me, if for me, it's considered to be edible, karai, I'm eating it, that becomes also midar raisa. What do I say now? The midar raisa is no such thing. Midar raisa, there is a term is given to regular, normal standards of human consumption, animal consumption, but of the standards of the chametz. The fact that there's an isser to eat it, that the Rosh is creating it. Other Rishonim say no such isser, but according to the Rosh, there's an isser to eat it. At worst, it's only an isser midar rabbanan. So from the Rosh, you can't tell. So I want to know, is Akshvei Dereis, is Akshvei Dereis? So how would you even begin to search this? You probably have to look at other areas of halacha where a similar type of question comes up, and see, is there any indication, any inkling from other areas of halacha what the din should be? So there is a Mishnah in Maseches Yuma that talks about eating on Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah starts to discuss eating food that's not really royal achila. The Mishnah gives you some grotesque examples of different types of things. The guy was drinking the fish brine and the other kinds of things that general normal people don't eat. So the Mishnah says, in one fell swoop, ochlin ochlin she'en ru'uyim is potter. Now the word potter always means, almost always, at least it means it's potter from an onesh. It means there's no chi of karas, no chi of chatas, neither of shayeg. So it's not a full-fledged deraisa. And 99% of the time, potter means potter of al-asa. So there happens to be a machlokes rishayim about that very Mishnah, which mirrors the machlokes the Rosh and the ancient roots of Lomar over here. There are some rishayim who say that when the Mishnah says that oichal oichal she'en uyim yom kippurim is potter, so potter doesn't mean potter u mutter. Potter means potter aval asur. It's awesome to eat fish oil. It's awesome to eat the terrible swirled meat on Yom Kippur. It's potter aval asur. Why? But it's not royal achila. What's the magic word? Achshavayim. That's what the Rambam writes. So the Rambam quotes that din. The Gabi Hilchos Yom Kippurim, the Chushvis is also. The Rambam quotes the din. You know that if a person eats Achash and Aruin, he's Paltor. The Rambam says, oh, by the way, we're going to give you Makas Mardus. So Makas Mardus is a code phrase for saying, what you're doing is still prohibited, it's still awesome in the Rabbanim. So the Rambam, vis-a-vis Yom Kippur, seems to be saying what the Rosh is saying here as well. The Pata doesn't mean Mutto and Gan, right? There's some kind of a consideration of action. There are other Rishonim, the Rav Yah, other Rishonim who say, Mutter, if you want the Chatir to get hungry, you know, trying to break in Yom Kippur, you want to fill up on the fish wine, because into hate, it's Mutter Chatchila, nothing wrong with it. That seems to mirror the Shittas, seems to be the same opinion that the Rosh posed at the beginning, Yeshu Rotsim Loimah, that it's Mabish Mutter Yom. So I want to focus now, just for a moment, within the Rosh slash Rambam theme, within those Rishonim, the Rambam is saying in Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Rosh is saying in Hilchos Chametz, foods that's basically inedible, that should have been okay, and yet was slapping you with a prohibition called Achshavei. So I want to know, is that a deraisa or is that a derabbanan? So I want to know, what's behind this Rosh, deraisa or derabbanan? So what's the answer? If a raya brewer from the Sugi Maseches, Yuma, what's the raya? What did the Mishnah use? What word? What's the magic word? Potter. Potter can't be a deraisa. If Achshavei would have been a deraisa, then it should have been a chakoris. It should have been a chavakar. You did it. You were machshavit. So from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say chayef, again, the Mishnah says potter, potter may mean potter mutter, maybe potter of alasa. That I'm not sure. That's up for discussion. But one thing for sure, it's not chayef is nichina. It's chayef for sure.
Can you be machalik between Pesach and Yom Kippur though?
In which direction? You want to see Yom Kippur is more kal than Pesach?
Well, it could still be considered not inoy, and that's why potter, even though you're achshavit,
Jews go in the direction that I didn't want to go. Judah wants to tell me, I mean, you took me there, I have to go there now. Judah wants to tell me, no, I'm mixing apples and oranges. I'm mixing Yom Kippur and Pesach, I'm making a fundamental mistake. Pesach is a function of achila, and Yom Kippur is a function of inui, and the two may not go hand in hand. Okay, I'm going to go down that route in another direction, so we're going to be going on separate roads. Okay? Hang in for a second. So the Pashas Tzvarim is, it's almost the same sugya. On Yom Kippur you can't eat food, on Pesach you can't eat chametz. On Yom Kippur the food tastes miserable, on Pesach the chametz tastes miserable. On Yom Kippur, it's not a deraisa, because the Mishnah says potter, on Pesach it's not a deraisa. As Rosh Hashanah it's also, it must be, that's only an issa v'derabon. So this is not my chiddush, this is not my, I was not the one who created the bridge between these two areas of halacha. This is what the Taz writes. The Taz writes, Hilchos Yom Kippurim, that it's the Vaposhatat Oy, that any Rishon who's ever going to invoke the imagery of Achshavei in any area of Halacha, any Achila, has to be with the Rabbanan, because you have to answer up to the Mishnah Yuma that says Potter. Potter cannot be in this Adiraisa. So, me the Taz, okay? Jews, still okay, but I have the Taz on my side now. Everybody say, I want to take this Sugya one step further. We're now giving two examples, pretty much the same pattern in Halacha. In Isra Achila, food is nifsal, it really should have been mutter, you go ahead and eat it, we're slapping with some kind of an isser, it's an isser derabanan, some Rishonim say it's mutter, the sugyas almost seem identical. The root of Pesach, the root of Yom Kippur seem almost identical, until we look at another Gemara. We're going to jump ahead a little bit. We're going to jump ahead to Gemara Daf Chav Dalam Beis for a moment. Daf Chav Dalam Beis. We're going to pick it up from the first one. Line is Bekares. It's about 10 lines down from the top. At the end of the line. Amra Be'abo. Alright? First one line is Bekares. We're going to pick it up from the very end of the line. Amrav Baram Yechim, Kol Nisurin Shabbatayra, Ein Leikin Alein El Aderach Achilason. Any time if a person eats food which would otherwise be asur, if you eat it in an abnormal fashion, so you're not going to be Chayav Malchus. That almost translates to mean it's not going to be a Deraisa. What would be an example of eating something in an abnormal fashion? The Mi'utei Mai, to exclude what? So Amrav Sivarash, the Mi'utei Shem Achol Chaylev Chay Shepotar. If you eat raw chaylev, I'm sure that it eats raw chaylev. One person wouldn't eat raw chaylev. You cook it up, make it nice and tasty. A guy goes in and eats the forbidden fat of chaylev in a raw state, so that would presumably not be a deraisa, you're not going to be chayav malchus. That falls under the category called shaloi kederech achiva. Let's stay on the same daf. Let's skip down a little bit. Let's go down to, this is about 12 lines from the bottom, going up. The first little line is Ella. So the end of the line, very last little line, Amrabai. Abai is the first little line. Amrabai. Hakol nodim bekimei hakerem, shalokin alein afilu shalokin derech hanasam. Everybody would agree that if you eat kilei hakerem are, if you plant wheat, barley, and grapes together, so the resulting produce is asa biachila, it's asa b'ano, based on psukim. Everybody would agree that if you go ahead and consume that shalokin derech hana, even in an abnormal fashion, you would be chayav malchus. What's the difference? Why is it when it comes to eating ve'ilus and treifas and chazir and chaylev, so there's a halacha that limits it, called kederach achilasan? How come when it comes to kilei hakerem that halacha falls by the wayside? So the Gemara asks the question, my time, mishum l'oksivu achila, because the Torah doesn't use the magic word achila vis-a-vis the yisur of kilei hakerem. It's true, kilei hakerem is also be'achila. To make matters worse, kilei hakerem is also b'ano. The Torah doesn't say lo socha kilei hakerem. The Torah says lo sizuch karmach kilayim pentikdash amalei hazer shetizros vosekarim. The Torah uses the lashon of tikdash, which the Torah of Pan interprets to mean pentukat eish, the lashon of sreifa. Don't plant it, because if you plant it, you're going to have to destroy it. Ati es osibechim b'vano. So there's no question that this is the rice to be dead, to eat it, to be dead from kilei hakerem. But it doesn't use the magic word achila. In the absence of the magic word achila, then there's no ptur of shalai kederach. So what do you think about this before we even take this to where we want to take it? What do you think about this? What's the Gemara sound like it's saying? Almost. What's the mokor for the din of shalai kederach? How do you know that shalai kederach is pot? The Torah says don't eat chaylev, so cook it. The Gemara himself comes down and says, if you eat it raw, it's okay. What's the Gemara basically saying? It's almost like a derasha, that the word achila has a certain connotation. To be oichel something means to be oichel like a normal person eats. To eat like a meshugah is nishken achila. So the med of amamurim, there's a p'tuah shalai kederach when the Torah formulates the yisab lashon achila. When the Torah doesn't formulate the yisab lashon achila, we have nothing to go on. We have no drasha. We have no paita. If we have no paita, everything's also to prove mutar. Not really. It's always the opposite in halacha. We've made this joke many, many times. There are three approaches to halacha. The emes approach is everything's mutar to prove an asar. There are some who think everything's also to prove in mutter, and then there are those who are very mistaken who think everything's also even after prove in mutter. So we pass in everything's mutter to prove in asar. But here, the opposite is true. The starting point is, I can't eat kilei hakerem. This part, I can't eat chayv, I can't eat nevelos and treifas. Oh, but there's a drush. The Torah says, achila. So the word achila, Torah says, achila means kiderach, so the Torah says, achila. But when the Torah never uses the phrase achila, so I don't have a poiter, so I'm stopped. Even shalai kiderach is us. That's the pasha sadvarim. In this, who sees where we're heading? Who sees the direction we're heading in? We were throwing out a moment ago two different isurim in the Torah, eating chametz and Pesach, and eating on Yom Kippur, and we lumped them all together, except for Judah. We all lumped them all together. So already I see Josh telling me, wait a second, hold on. What's the problem? What's bothering you?
One, by chametz, there's there's an
Isra Achila. Abra Yom Kippur.
There's no Isra.
Never says the word Achila in Yom Kippur. Nowhere does it say in the Chumash, no Sochlub Yom Kippur. What does it say? V'inis v'sasha seichem, kichol nefesh shel se'una. Again, I am not questioning the validity and the authenticity of the Torah Shel Peh, that the only correct halach interpretation of that phrase is referring to the Isra Achila. No question about it, but it doesn't say it in the Chumash. And from the fact that it doesn't say in the Chumash, if you had to categorize the Isser of eating on Yom Kippur, would you put it closer to the category of Chaylev? Or would you put it closer to the category of what? Kilei HaKerem. I would put it closer to Kilei HaKerem. Not only would I do that, that's what the Shagasari says. Comes the Shagasari and says, the Ptur of Shulei Kederach doesn't exist on Yom Kippur. If you eat raw meat on Yom Kippur, you are Chayiv Karis. There is no Ptur Kizeh of Shulei Kederach Achila, because it doesn't say Alashin Achila. So Shtei and Shagasai, he just quoted this Gemara, put two and two together. Now what's the problem, Rabbi Say? It is Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Yuma. Kemal, it says, Oichel Oichlash and Ruim is Potter. How do you make sense of that? You're telling me that there's no Ptur Shalakina Achila because there's no Lashon Achila, so it's closer to Kiliya Kerem, not to other Yisurim of Chelev, etc. But you're against the Mishnah. Mishnah fair. You're not against the Kemal, it's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kemal, Oichel Oichlash and Ruim is Potter. Now who's going to tell him Mahalach? Abi, need a Mahalach. Need a Mahalach, right? Everyone gets Kasha? Right? Shayasai is Kasha, right? How can it be that on the one hand, Yom Kippur, there's no Isra Chila, so therefore it's much closer to the Ma'al of Kiliya Kerem, but the Mishnah says, Tamal, Echash and Aruyim is Potter. No, we need a brisket tire here. I'm ready for base brisk, yeah?
So one could say that when there's the Isra Chila, it's on the food itself. When it comes to Yom Kippur, you're dealing with the person.
I would say it in the exact opposite way, but
yeah,
I got it.
Okay,
you got it. Okay, we just plug it in. Just look in the mirror and we got it right. Okay, so who's going to elaborate on this? Who's going to tell me a beer? No, that's real. Come on, this is right up your alley. Come on. Two dinim. Come on, two halachas. Who's going to tell me a beer? How can the Shagas say such a thing? It's against the Mishnah.
Well, on Pesach, you only can eat chametz.
I want Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. We're close to Yom Kippur. I want Yom Kippur. I'm coming back. I know a little Pesach. I want to say Yom Kippur first before I can go back to Pesach. What's the conceptual difference? Obviously, we have to go in the direction of saying that the Mishnah about Oichel Shen Aruyim is not rooted in Shalei Kederach Achila. There are obviously two different halachas. How we mind in the two different halachas. So comes the Shem Yisai himself and begins the Teretz. Then the Chavis Das, the Baal HaNasibus, completes the Teretz. We'll present the Teretz, a combination of two Gedolei Olam. The din of Shalai Kederach Achila, from that angle. The din of eating something Shalai Kederach Achila is not a din in the Chafza. There is nothing wrong with this Chafza. There is nothing deficient with this Chafza. When you have a piece of raw meat in front of you, there's nothing puzzle, there's nothing pogo about this Chafza of raw meat. Haraya, throw it into the pot, and 20 minutes later, it'll be a delicious steak. There's nothing lacking in the Chafza. It's a temporary chisaron, but that's not a chisaron in the chavtza. So why are you potter? Where does the p'tur emanate from, if I say? The p'tur emanates not from, who remembers the diktuk from last week for the trump, not from the ochel, but from the what?
Okay.
From the ochel. Not from the chavtza food. There's no p'tur in the food. There's nothing wrong with raw meat. I go to the store, I buy raw meat. Can you imagine? I go to the store, I buy raw meat. I come back, I say, no, it was a mekachtos, because it's not edible. It's not edible. Put it into the pot, it'll be edible. There's nothing wrong with raw meat. But from the Chayel's vantage point, from the eater, from the gavra's vantage point, the guy's a nut. He's getting E. coli, he's eating raw meat. The guy's meshugger. So that's what the Gemara says. When the Torah formulates it in terms of achila, achila means when the Torah addresses a gavra being oichel. So then we have a drasha to say you have to be oichel like a normal oichel does. But when the Torah doesn't use a Lashon Achila, like by Kiliya Kerem, like by Yom Kippur, like any other area of Halacha, maybe Bas V'Cholof, I'll throw a few more examples. Any case where the Torah doesn't use a Lashon Achila, so there is no Ptur Mitzad Agapa. Because the Torah doesn't even address the Agapa. The Torah doesn't even call it being an Ochel as a food. When the Torah speaks and says, Lo Seichlu, you Agapa, don't eat, so Ochel means a certain connotation. When the Torah doesn't speak to the Agapa, there's no such Ptur. But there's another halacha, a totally different halacha. Nothing to do with the gavra eichel. There's a din when something is not edible, b'tam atzmoi. So there's no yisra achil on something that's not edible. What's the mach of that? Who remembers? We spoke about it last week. What's the mach of that? If I have food that's spoiled, there's no yisra achil on that.
Give it to the ger.
Give it to the ger. Lo seich l'chon shen really ger in a kri nevela. That's not a din in the gavra. That's it in the chefza. The definition of a cheftz for nevela is a nevela that's really gear. If the nevela b'tam atzma is not really gear, it's a mishke nevela. That's not the nevela that's ter asid. That's afkon the cheftz. What constant? How do you know whether you're doing the gav or doing the cheftz? It's very poshut. It says the Baal HaNasibus. If you're dealing with raw meat, it's so easily rectifiable that can't be a chisar in the cheftz. But you're dealing with spoiled meat. The spoiled meat's not coming back to life again. It's going to rotten meat. That's never going to taste good. That's called a chisaron in the chavtza. Says the Shegisai. Says the Nesivis. When it comes to hafkos and the gavra, that depends upon, does it say a Lashon Achila in the Torah, or does it not say a Lashon Achila in the Torah? But when it comes to analyzing whether something is a chepza for there to be an Isser on, it doesn't matter what the Lashon Torah is. At the end of the day, the Isser of Inui is, you're not allowed to break your Inui through food. If I break my Inui by eating dirt, I'm not chayev. If I break my Inui by eating an Avela Shein Ruel Ager, I'm not chayev. This is Nishkin Oichel. It's not a chepza for Oichel. So comes the Sheikh Asai and says, there's no stira between the sugya in Maseches Pesachim and the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim. Yom Kippur falls short in terms of Pesachim Chav Darim Abayis, because that's Afkon de Gavra. But the sugya in Yom, the 8th Prag, is talking about Chesod and Tav Chepza, and that Yom Kippur is shown to all the Dini HaTorah. The Yisr is only to eat a Chepza from food. There's Nishke Chepza food. So Rabbi Asai, Yom Kippur and Pesachim are almost identical. They're identical in the fact that when the food is nifsal mi'achila, min ha-Torah the issa falls off. They're identical in the fact that the issa deraisa falls off, but the issa derabana may be in full force, according to the shita of the Rosh. But they part ways in terms of chametz. Not only is there a p'tur from the ochel, there's a p'tur in the ochel of the gavra as well. Yom Kippur is similar when we're talking about spoiled food. We're talking about fish brine. We're talking about things that are never going to be tasty, never going to be edible. Those are mufkav. Those items are mufka from the Meshev Oichel. But if you're only talking about mitzama gavra ochel, so then Yom Kippur and Pesach are part ways. So you want to say that if you have something, if you do a shalak kederach, which way?
No, when it's a chepza of non.
Because once it's not chametz, then
what's in the
issur is to be nenef from chametz.
So
once you tell me,
we're expanding the din past the realm of achila to inui and to shush. Mm-hmm. Why not go further and say
not
chametz as well?
So you're saying that it should be mutter bechila but also
vano?
No, which way is it?
It should be the rush, for example, expanding the din.
The rush again, the drabar minatora. The rush agrees that minatora you're allowed to eat it. Right?
Right.
Minotaur said the Russians are allowed to eat it.
Right, but why shouldn't it also at least be Aser and Rabbanon?
To be Nehneh.
To be Nehneh.
So one could argue that Hashivos, Achshavei means I take it, I put it on my plate, and I eat it up, that's Achshavei. The fact that I'm rubbing it on my shoes or something, that's not at the same degree of a Hashivos as putting it onto my plate. So one could argue on a level of the Rabbanon there is a Svar L'chal.
So
are they Isur Gavra Isur Chavtza? I would, from a, like that, I would say, are the Peturim in the Gavra, Peturim in the Chavtza. So Kiliya Kerem is not subject to Peturim in the Gavra, it's only subject to Peturim in the Chavtza. Chelev is subject both to Peturim in the Gavra and Peturim in the Chavtza.
Okay.
So we're saying that the Kiliya Kerem, you don't need a Maisa Achila?
Right, you don't need a Maisa Achila.
Torah doesn't mention a Maisa Achila.
Right, talk about Achila.
By Tuma Tower, we say that the stuff to be Mekalotol, the gift to him, it has to have a shi of either kibetz or desire.
Right.
Do we have the same definition over there? It has to be ochel, which is
royal. By Tuma's ochel, the din is asked to still be royal achilas kela, that we spoke about last week, which may be part of the Chavit story, that was the part of the Shekel Torah that we spoke about last week. So the din may not be identical. Tuma may be working with its own standards. But how do we pass him before we move on to the next week? How do we pass him aloha in this machlokes is the Rosh and the other Rishonim, machlokes the Rambam and the Rabbi Yom Kippur? So we generally assume the Yom Kippur we assume this way. We most probably assume this way the Kasher, the Chametz as well, like the Rosh and the Rambam. But there is some kind of a problem. Albeit with the Rabbanim, there is a problem. You can't just take bad tasting food and just eat it and call it a day. There is a problem with the Rabbanim, at least called Achshavei. However, there's one list that could have the sugya before we move on. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the following shaila. Again, I'm not a doctor from the Middle Ages. I can't tell you about this. Maybe some of the doctors can give you some of the history about this. But apparently, there was a certain food that was eaten for medicinal purposes. It was some kind of a sheretz saruf. One of the, I don't know, it was a burnt mouse, burnt lizard. I can't tell you. It doesn't sound too good. But it involved taking some kind of a rodent or something, burning it up, and eating it, and somehow, again, what that would do for you, I cannot tell you, but Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to do it. person who has to eat the sheretz tzara for medicinal purposes, no one's dying. He may die after he eats it, but no one's dying before he eats it. It's mutter. Sheretz tzara is mutter. La'ochlo. You're allowed to eat it. And the question becomes, why is mutter eat? We just got finished saying that we pass in potter v'losa. We pass in like the Rosh, we pass in like the Rambam. There's some kind of a problem with the Rabbanan. So what gives us a right to turn around and say it's mutter? How did Osir, the Rabbanan, turn into mutter? So there are two approaches that are given to this. The Sefer Yad Avraham, the Sadeh Shukrach, the Yodeh, has two possibilities. One possibility is, it's Taka Osir with the Rabbanan. You know what? In Shum Refuah, we lift certain Isur with the Rabbanan. And we'll be Acham on Shabbos with mutter, maybe it's called Yachay Yad. There are a whole list of Dachs that they have, a list of our law of different Isur with the Rabbanan, that we sometimes lift with Makam Refuah. This just falls under the category. This is one of those Isur with the Rabbanan. But then the Yad Avraham says, another Shabbos. Who could think of the other Shabbos? It's more long than the Shabbos.
It's not a
Chila.
If you're eating
it. I'm eating it. I'm plate and fork knife. I'm eating it. I'm eating it. That's why we don't serve food at this year. We're talking about eating at Sheretz Tzara. What? That's good. Well, let's go back to the Rosh for a second. What did the Rosh tell us? Why is it awesome? If Minna Peretz Mutter to eat the rotten, spoiled, burnt up chametz, why is it awesome in the Rabbanah? Actually, what does actually mean?
To you.
I really want it. For me, it's really important to me. I want to eat the sheretz tzaruf. I want like a hole in the head. Because the doctor told me that if I eat the sheretz tzaruf, so then my headache will go away. Right? I'll feel better. So I'm eating it not because I want, I'd much rather not eat it. It's a total, it goes against everything. But what do I do? I have to do it. I want to feel better. So Kumti out of Rome, it says that actually, that's the engine behind the system of the Rabbanan. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't apply. The whole pizza doesn't make any sense. When you're doing it under doctor's orders, not because what the doctor's saying is the Tzarek HaFuah and the Tzarek HaFuah is the Dech and the Sintra Rabbanan. This is the Dishke and the Sintra Rabbanan altogether. We could see enough community between the two. At the end of the day, it's Mut. Shechonah Paskin, that's Mut. The Sheret Tzarek HaFuah before. Who cares whether it's based on the fact that it's really awesome with the Rabbanan, but the Tzarek HaFuah is the Dech, or when you're doing it with Tzarek HaFuah, and it's Dishke and Achshme, and all this doesn't apply.
Really like it? Bubblegum flavor.
Bubblegum flavor? No, bubblegum flavor is not Hashimei, then it's Asim in a Torah.
Well, it was a dare.
What?
If it was a dare. A friend said, I'll dare you to eat this.
Do you think the Shulchan Aruch is talking about? We'll borrow some terms from Luchas Shabbos. We said before, certain Yisurim Rabbanan lifted from Machav Chayla. But come on, you gotta be a chayla. What do we guys have a chayla? So we call it mechosh bialma. He's got the sniffles. Stomach hurts. Quetchal allergies. Those are no grounds to remount or anything in Shabbos. There's no issue to our body to be lifted from mechosh bialma. Chayla, yeah. Chayla means bad, sick, a lot of pain. He's not dying, but he's in bad shape. That's a chayla. We will negotiate remount to certain issues to our body. From mechosh bialma, sorry. So if you go with the first approach in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's really awesome with the Rabbanan, the Rosh is right, we pass it's awesome with the Rabbanan, but the Tzarech HaFuah, the Tzarech HaChayla is Doicha, then you have to take case by case and see, am I a Chayla? Am I not a Chayla? But if you go with the second approach, it doesn't really matter how much of a Chayla I am or am I not. What's the matter? The matter is I'm doing it under medical direction. Whether the doctors prescribed it because I'm deathly ill or not deathly ill or because I have my nose is running, if at the end of the day I'd rather not doing it, but I'm doing it to feel make myself feel better, not because I really want this food, so then the whole issue doesn't apply, the whole actually doesn't apply. So the second reason will be a much more encompassing heter than the first reason. Anyone think there's some real nashkaminas? You better believe it. All the treif medicines out in the pharmacies today. A lot of stuff out there that's treif. So this test, stuff that really, really tastes good, oh boy, that may be a problem deraisa. The stuff that tastes miserable, even if it's treif, it tastes miserable. Tell you a secret, it's probably treifus and Tylenol. It's probably treifus and all this stuff. There's a lot of stuff in these pills, we don't even know what in the world's inside them. So it could be the treifus and all of them. So we're going to eat it. It's a teretz tevichu atalma, it tastes horrible. It's nifsa me'achila. But it's a chachshuvei. So if you go with the first mahalach in the Shulchan Aruch, that's only mutl tzarech ha-choyle, then you have to wait each and every time and see, am I really sick enough to take a Tylenol? Can I really take this medicine? Am I really a choyle, or am I just a mechash b'yama? But if you go with the second mahalach, that's mutl because the whole svar v'achshvei doesn't apply, So then, as long as I didn't, on my own choice, sit down and eat a tallah for breakfast, I'm taking it because my head hurts, my stomach, something hurts. So I don't care how much it hurts. I'm doing it out for medicinal purposes. The definition of medicinal purposes cannot possibly be actually. So that second mahalach would be a tremendous, tremendous kula. In Kotar kula, it would be a kula. It would be a kula when else? On Yom Kippur. It could potentially be a kula. And you have to always reckon with the issues of Isra Rafu on Shabbos and Yot, that's a different question. It would be a big, big help in when? Comments with Pesach also. Because what we would basically do in one fell swoop, with that second mahalach and Shemach is right, in one fell swoop, we could knock out all the medicine lists of chametz. I couldn't care less whether there's chametz in the medicine or not. I only care about one thing. Does it taste good? Does it taste bad? If it tastes bad, it's mutter. It doesn't matter what's in it. You can have bread in some. It doesn't matter. If it tastes bad, min ha-Torah, it's nifsal le-achila, it's not a problem. Depending what your definition of nifsal for chametz is, it's bad. Even the dog is already in the tallow. So I don't care what's in the tallow, even if it's chametz gum in there, because it doesn't interest me the chal. Min ha-Torah, it's mutter. I, midrabban, it's aser. Nah, even midrabban, it's not aser, because actually it doesn't apply. So that would be a really, really good kula. That would really, really help us significantly, that kula. The Rav Gedolei Poskim will subscribe to that kula. The Rav Gedolei Poskim will forbid it. I'll say something radical to kula, just between friends. I'll repeat it, if you wish to turn off the tapes. Lefiani is daiti. Predicating by saying this, Lefiani is daiti. I think that any bad-tasting vitamins are also mutter, based on the same swara. Nobody wants to take a vitamin. Nobody's interested in sitting down with breakfast with vitamins. Why are you taking it? Because your doctor told you, your nutritionist told you, you read online you should take it, your grandmother told you, somebody told you to take it. Nobody wants to take vitamins. The feeling is dieting. The same svara, lack of akshavay applies. So most poskim, when they address the issue of bad tasting vitamins, trace vitamins, so they say like this, well, it depends, is a vitamin a food, is it a medicine, is it a food, if it's a food, it's also, it's a medicine, it's also, back and forth, it might just chew, it's not like it's the FDA, one year they say it's a drug, one year it's a food. I couldn't care less whether it's a food, it's a medicine, the whole thing doesn't interest me. I just want one answer to the question. Am I doing it in my own volition, or am I doing it because I really honestly believe it's going to have some kind of a grandiose effect on my health? Whether I'm right or wrong, doesn't really matter. If the reason why I'm doing it is not because I really truly in my heart of heart want to eat it, because I really think it's going to affect my health, so Lefini is 90, that second throw of the Adav Rav applies, and therefore the whole list of Ashmei wouldn't apply. That's Lefini is 90. However, I defer to the fact that I think that most of the Hashkach organizations today don't go down that line of reasoning. They're assuming that we should try to have kosher vitamins. So I tell people the following, you can get a kosher vitamin, try to get a kosher vitamin. All else fails, you really can't get a kosher vitamin, and you really, truly need it. The doctor really, really, really insists on having it. Lefinia, there's one that tastes bad. I think the same svara is not fundamentally different between the bad-tasting medicines and the bad-tasting vitamins. It all comes from the burnt sherets. It all comes from our Gemara, it all comes from the Rosh and our Sugya. The whole Hefter emanates from the fact that Akshmei doesn't really apply whenever the reason of Akshmei doesn't apply. Okay, Rusty, any other questions on the last Sugya? Ready to start the next one? Okay. New Sugya? Okay. Back to Chaval from the days. The first word of the one, Obrzmano. Obrzmano Asabada Aso. The Gemara is taking it apart piece by piece in Mishnah, but the Mishnah told us that once the Zman of Chavetz passes, whatever that Zman is, the Chavetz becomes prohibited by Hanoah as well. So the Gemara says, Pshit! Of course it's Aso! What's the Shiloh? If it passed the Zman, so what? Of course it's Aso Be'achir. What's Aso Bano? What's it not so fast? Lo tzvicha l'shaos d'rabbanan. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the simple reading of the Gemara is that even though we haven't quite reached the time of an Isser in HaTorah, we're still in the realm of what's at worst only an Isser Zman d'rabbanan. Abba b'chein, it's still asavana. Don't think that just because the Zman on the clock is only the Rabbanan d'Gizman, don't think that the Isser knows any less. Even in the Zman d'rabbanan is an Isser HaNo. The Gemara says, "Dom Rav Gilam Rav, I'm going to prove to you that's right. Dom Gilam Rav Chiyah Bar Yosef Rav Yechanan, Hamekadesh Mishe Shosu L'Malah, afilu b'chite kardanisa in chayshin l'kiddushin. If a person is mekadesh, a woman, during the sixth hour, that's a separate b'sheishos l'mala, so Rashi, we're going to assume, like Rashi is akoch b'tchila sheish mashma, it means the beginning of the sixth hour, so it's perfect, sixth to sixth day, we're talking about 11 o'clock in the morning. What's the significance of from 11 till 12? What's the significance of that hour? What is it not? Not derais. Nothing starts derais at chatzos. Not this about Rabbi Matzeh, not Shvisu maybe, not this Rechina, nothing starts for chatzos yet. So any issa that we're talking about, bishar shishas, mitchil v'sheish, is it worse than derabanan? So comes Rabbi Gidlam and Rabbi Chiyah bar Yosef and tells us, if a person is Mekadish and Isha in that interim between 11 and 12, even though it's chita de kurdanisa, which Rashi interprets to mean zechashash of chametz, ain't chayshon the kedusha. The kedusha will not be chal. Why won't the kedusha chal? Because it must be also what? Gano. Everybody knows. The Mishnah says in the second paragraph of kedusha, Hamakadish b'suranu ha'enu mekudashis. So ad kan de regula. Whoa. Just regroup from it. The Gemara is trying to support the idea that seems to be implied in the Mishnah, that from 11 to 12 in the morning, even though it's only midirabanan, the kuyam is there's no deraisi yet on the table, it's only midirabanan, it's still asabana. And the Gemara says that because it's asabana, that explains this phenomenon of Gidl's din, that if you bakadesh a woman with a davra asabana, even midirabanan, ain't chashin the kedusha. Now, we're not yet ready to tackle the part of the sugya about. There's a real, real problem here. There's a really serious problem here. What's the really, really serious problem in the sugya?
They're married, but they're not married, but they're a
bond. That means, Min HaTorah, he gave her something that was acceptable for Gidushin. According to Moshe Rabbeinu, if you would have asked Moshe Rabbeinu, it's 11:36 in the morning, Erev Pesach, the Chometz is Mutar. So, Min HaRaisa, this woman is Mekudeshes, and now the Rabbanu were turning around and say, what was the Lashon of very strong in Chayshin the Kedushin? We're not worried about this condition. We're worried about the condition. She's okay. She doesn't need to get. That's a startling statement. So we have a lot of work cut out for us in the next week, not in this week. We're not even up to that part of the week yet. I want to focus. Forget about the condition part. I want to focus on the sheishos. The Gemara is highlighting a time of issa derabanan, and afa b'chein there's an issa hanah here, and the Gemara is pointing to sheishos. So Rashi was quick to point out, what does sheishos mean? Let's take a look at the Rashi, the sheishos. Al korchach mitchila sheish mashma, the ili acha sheish, the asa mideraisa, may asa lashmina, I need Rav Gidl to tell me that. Pshita diya mekash v'surina, it's a mishnah b'ferish v'sechus kiddush. So according to Rashi, the entire flow of the Gemara is, sheishos translates to mean azman midirabanan, it means 11 o'clock in the so far, so good. Comes Tosus, not here, but earlier on in the Sechta, with the Gemara culture of Gidl, on the Vav of the days. The bottom part, Mishay Shos Lamala, to quote right out of Gidl. Pirusha Kuntras, what does Mishay Shos Lamala mean? Mitchila Sheish, it's the beginning of the sixth hour. Comes Rabbein Tam, below in the Hebrew of the Rabbein Tam, the Akorcha Chadi Yom Le'el Chomet Vivav Shos Lamala Osur, Hanami Seif Sheish. Comes Rabbein Tam with a textual question against his grandfather, against Rashi. That phrase in the Gemara, Mishay Shos Lamala, does that mean the beginning of the sixth hour, or does it mean the end of the sixth hour? So there are other places in Maseches Pesachim where the Gemara uses this identical phrase, and it clearly means the end of the sixth hour. So therefore, Rabbein Tam says, Rav Gidl did not mean the beginning of the sixth hour. The words of Rav Gidl don't make any sense. That's not how you would describe Mishay Shos Lamala. Mishay Shos Lamala means after Chatzos, not an hour before Chatzos. What's the problem, Rabbein Tam? So Rabbein Tam is guilty of overkill. The Gemara just said that Rav Gidl is an expression of this idea that Chometz, the Derabonon, is Asabano. If Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat is correct, Rashi is not correct, if Rabbeinu Tam is correct, that Rav Gidl was talking about after 12 o'clock, what's for Derabonon? That's a Deraisa already. So it's very nice to say Mishay Shos Lamala means after 12, but then the whole floor of Gidl doesn't make any sense. The whole comparison to Derabonon, but there's no Derabonon, everything's Deraisa. So comes from Adam to the rescue. Pishim and Adam, the Misov Sheshko Amar. Umaisi Raya Mechite Kurdenaisa Shein Koshin. Catch this about the Chometz Nuksha Sheinu Osinani Elamid Rabbonim. What did Adam just say? Look at Rav Gidol really, really carefully. Go back down to Agamar. Look at Rav Gidol really, really carefully. Rav Gidol says, you're Rav Gidol and Rav Chiva, you're Rav Yechon, and Kaddish Yishos Malav, you're Chita the Kriddin Aysa. So when we learned Pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi, I almost didn't even bother translating Chita the Kriddin Aysa. I just said to you, yeah, it's Chometz, and leave me alone, don't bother me. But Ben Atam says, no, bother me. What does Chita the Kriddin Aysa mean? What does Chita the Kriddin Aysa? It's not real Chometz. It's Chometz Nuksha. You remember Chometz Nuksha from last week? Chometz Nuksha means the process of Chibutz began, but didn't quite finish. It's that in-between stage. It's Chometz Nuksha. That's Rav Gidol meant to say. Rav Gidol said, if you're Mekadesh and Isha with Chometz Nuksha, in Choshen Mekadusha. Why? Because the Isser Hanon Chometz Nuksha is only what? Catch this, is only what? Is only... Even though the Zman is a deraisa, we're talking about 3 o'clock in the afternoon of Pesach, but the Isser Chometz Nuksha, it's only midirabbanon. That's Rav Gidol meant. According to Ben Atam, well, how do you read Agamar now? Agamar is trying to support what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah implies that after the Zman of Isser, namely 11 o'clock in the morning, Chometz is also about now. So he must say, oh, like Rav Gidol said. According to Rashi, what was the comparison to Rav Gidol? The Mishnah is talking about 11 o'clock in the morning. And Rav Gidol's talking about 11 o'clock in the morning. According to Ben Atam, what's the comparison? The Mishnah's talking about 11 o'clock in the morning with real chametz, and Rav Gidol's talking about what? 3 o'clock in the afternoon with fake chametz. But they're abundant to get chametz. The comparison between Rav Gidol and the Mishnah wasn't exact. It wasn't identical. The Gemara was just extrapolating and saying, just as the Mishnah says, when you have chametz deraisa in a zman derabanan, it's also banah. So too, when you have Chometz Nuksha in his Zman D'Araisa, it's like, it's also Asa B'Hanah. The comparison is less exact, according to Ben Atam. So we have Machlokes Rashi Ben Atam, just Taich Mamish Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara invokes Rav Gidol and compares Rav Gidol to the Mishnah. So according to Rashi, the comparison was absolutely identical. The Mishnah's talking about 11 o'clock in the morning, and Rav Gidol's talking about 11 o'clock in the morning. According to Ben Atam, nothing doing. According to Ben Atam, Rav Gidol was talking about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The reason why it was the Rabbanan was not even the Zman, the Rabbanan. It was the Rabbanan because it was only Chometz Nuksha. So let's take a Ben Atam's Pshat for a minute now. Let's see how much we can develop a Ben Atam's Pshat in light of everything that we know from last week.
According to Ben Atam, when the Gemara says, let's try to list Shaos Rabbanan, does that mean that the Mishnah is talking about Shaos Rabbanan and...
Just like Rav Gidol was talking about Chometz Rabbanan, the Mishnah is talking about Shaos Rabbanan.
Okay.
That's Pshat in the Gemara Kodurah. So I have just one simple question to ask you. I'm going to go back to that Tosis again, just get back and forth. Go back to that Tosis on Bani of Bama and Beis. We have the Pirush of Benetam, let's read it again, the last 4 lines of the Tosis, Pirush of Benetam. The Misov Sheish Gama, Umaisi Raya Mechit Tukut Benai, Sheshen Koshin, Vavi Chometz Nuksha, She'enu Osanami Elamid Rabbanim. Chometz Nuksha is Elamid Rabbanim, says Tosis. The entire Pshat of Rabbeinu Tam is hinging on that truth. That Chometz Nuksha is only with the Rabbanan. Really? Is that true? Who from last week? The prohibition of eating is funny kind of Chometz. Chometz that just started, didn't quite finish. Who remembers from last week? Kol Machmetzes, Kol Rabbos, what? Chometz Nuksha remembers. Kol comes to include Chometz Nuksha, Kol comes to include Harovis Chometz. Remember all those funny kinds of Chometzes. Not the real McCoy. Either the chimut process was stopped in the middle, or you have other things mixed in. All these funny low-level isurim chametz. The Gemara quoted a pasuk: Kol machmetzes, kol rabbis. The Gemara says you're malchus for eating chametz nuksha. What's your benetam talking about? What is the rabbanon? Who says the rabbanon? Who states it's the rabbanon? So this is the rice. You're malchus. So there are 2 ways to read this text. One way is the easy way out, and one is the lomdisha way out. I can tell you which one we're going to like. The easy way out is to say, well, does everybody agree that Chometz Nuksha is also midiraisa? It happens to be like it's at tonight. Probably at the beginning of the third prayer of Pesachim, Chometz Nuksha is midiraisa. And it could be we may pass in Chometz Nuksha is midiraisa. All of the Netan meant to say was, Rav Gidl wants to help Chomis Tukshus Derabon. We hold this Deraisa possibly. Rav Gidl held that those Chacham, like those Tanoim, who said it's Derabonim. That's all the Gemara meant. It's all the Netan meant. Chomis Tukshus, Eno Asa Elam Derabonim, that means according to that man, the Yomah, those Chacham, those Tanoim, Chomis Tukshus Derabonim. Not just at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but it's Derabonim when? The third day home right also. Because those Tanoim hold, hold doesn't mean to include Chomis Tukshus. That's the easy way out. The Rabbi Natan never meant to say it, you know, authoritatively, unanimously. Everybody agrees it's their one. I mean, sometimes I'm saying it's their one. That's one way out. Does anyone give me a more razzle dazzle way out? More humble way out? All you explain to me, by Chavis Luksha, is also with the Raisa. Where we pass it, if the Chachalagra belongs, we dash in the word kol. And it's not a contradiction to what Rabbi Natan just said. It's not a steer to Rabbi Natan just said.
What's the pasuk again?
Kol machmetzah, slice of chaylu, b'chol moshmoz echem toch lo matzahs.
This is a good time.
It's only the first day. Starting the first day?
Yeah.
What do you say? No, I want to hear. I want to hear. So, I have two different themes being presented here. Let's call it for a second. It's a deraisa. I don't want to fall back and dig up tenor that we don't pass by. Chomach metzes is the mokor, the chomach nukshah is also a deraisa. And Rabbi Tam's statement is still true.
On Arabic.
Come Stephen says, wait a second. Rabbi Tam never, ever, ever said the Chometz Nuksha is only the Rabbanim on Pesach. The Rav Gidl was talking about on Erev Pesach. The whole Suya is talking about Erev Pesach. Before, after.
Sof Shesh.
From Sof Shesh till Tzeis Kichav. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Chometz Nuksha is not also with the Raisa. Not Banoa, not even Yechila. You hear that possibility? I don't want to go overkill. I don't want to say that Chometz Nuksha is only Midrabbanan the whole week of Pesach. I don't want to go down the route of the Chacham. I want to stick with the Chometz Nuksha being Deraisa, but I'm going to be mechalik between Chometz Nuksha on Pesach and Chometz Nuksha on Erev Pesach. On Pesach it's a Deraisa, on Erev Pesach it's maybe only a Midrabbanan. Maybe that's where a bit of Thomas driving. That's what the Rosh Taka says, got the Das Tosis. The Rosh presents the Tosis and says, come on. It's very nice to say it when you have to explain what everybody says. You have to say much more than just saying that. You have to explain to me along this way. Who's going to tell me along this? Why is it we can be mechalik? How can we say such a seemingly arbitrary thing? Erev Pesach, it's okay. On Pesach, it's a problem. To throw back to last week's show. I'll give you a hint. It's not shocking that Rabbi Tam should be the one to say this. Remember the famous drasha of Kol Machmetzes? Kol Machmetzes teaches us Chometz Nuksha, teaches us Tarevis Chometz. Who remembers Machlekes Rashi of Rabbi Tam about the very essence, the nature of that drasha? There are two ways. Remember the Chakir from last week, 2 weeks ago. How do you understand these dinim that are included from Kol? Two ways of understanding it. One is, I mean, the starting point was, this is not Chometz. This is Chometz Lukshin, this is not Chometz. This is not Chometz, this is Tarevis Chometz. This is not called Chometz. That was the starting point. Kump the Torah and says, Kol Achmetz L'Sechelu. So, Yesh Lachkar, what's the nature of that Xer Sekos? Is the nature of that Xer Sekos of Mead, the Torah saying, your starting point was dead wrong? It is called Chometz. I got news for you, it is called Chometz. Chometz Lukshin is Chometz. Tarevis Chometz is Chometz. Is that the pshat? That's what the chiddush of kol is. It's chometz the chol din yatayra. What do I say now? It's not chometz. It's nishkei chometz. It's an iser b'fnei atzmai called eating tarevis chometz. It's an iser b'fnei atzmai called eating chometz. But now chal not in the shem chometz. Little chazar. Who remembers? My nafkamina. Whether it's chal not in the shem chometz, but it's an iser b'fnei atzmai. What was the litmus test? What was the nafkamina? Whether it's an iser chometz or whether it's an iser b'fnei atzmai. Is there an Isra of what on it? She's about Rabbi Masira. Who remembers how the Rishonim lined up from 2 weeks ago? Rashi says, beginning of the third Berakha Pesachim, there's an Issa D'Oraisa by Rabbi Masira. And who is the Rapunkt of Rashi? Rabbi Etan. Rabbi Etan says there's no Issa D'Oraisa by Rabbi Masira. Not even Issa D'Oraisa, there's no by Rabbi Masira. What's the Nekudas of Machlokes? Rashi held, when the Torah is Marbet Chol, when the Torah is saying it's Chol Chometz, what's it Chol Chometz? It's Chometz. Chol Didiyah Torah, and Chol Chometz. Ben Tam said, it's a Chiddush of Torah, you can't eat it, but it's not Chol Chometz. It's Chometz. Look, should we call Chometz, because there's nothing else to call it. But it's not in this Chometz, and therefore it's not subject to the Yisur by Rav Eimat. It's the famous Machlokes Rashi, and Tosis, beginning of the third breath of the Sefer Tzach. According to Ben Tam, it's not Chol Chometz. It's an issa b'fnei atzmoi. Could one take that one step further? Could one say, there's an issa din chometz on Pesach, and that was to also be an issa din chometz on Erev Pesach. After Chatzos, there's a separate issa d'oraisa din chometz on Erev Pesach. If one would have learned that Kol Machmetzas teaches me that it's chalon and Hashem chometz, it's chometz l'chol b'nei ha-toira, for Bayra, Bayra Matzei, for Menachas, for other areas of Ilchus Chometz, if you're going to tell me that Chalon and Hashem Chometz, the Chiddush HaTorah of Kol Machmetz says that Chalon and Hashem Chometz, so then if it's called Chometz, and the Torah says you can't eat Chometz in Erev Pesach, that's included in the Yisra of Erev Pesach also. But if you're telling me, like Rabbi Tam said, that it's not really called Chometz, it's just as a quirk, there's a Chiddush HaTorah called Kol Machmetz L'Sachelu, when was the Pasuk said Kol Machmetz L'Sachelu? On when? Wasn't it said in Erev Pesach? The mokhaf and not even chometz are based on the soichel of chometz, shibbe shem dechalatz, it's the possum may come in Pesach. There's nothing to do with komach vetz l'sachel. If komach vetz l'sachel is never megal and never reveals to be this is called chometz, it's an issa b'fin the atzma, but it's not chalad and Hashem chometz, so mehecha teise, that this should apply in Erev Pesach. So come at a strange thing. Chometz lukesh is also midaraisa. It's also the achila, also the noah, midaraisa, the whole week of Pesach. But in Erev Pesach, it's mutter min ha-tor. The worst case scenario is going to be is the rabbi. Maybe that's the pshat Rabbi Natan. So we don't have to commit Rabbi Natan, we have to commit Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl held like the Shittur of Paschim. No, Rav Gidl held exactly how we Paschim. But according to Rabbi Natan, it makes perfect sense. That it's awesome in the Rabbanan. The only you need this, because otherwise Rabbi Natan's pshat falls flat. Rabbi Natan says, the chidah, the nice, the chometz nuksha is not really awesome in a Torah and Erev Pesach. Lama lo? So the answer is because of Erev Pesach. And Erev Pesach, there is only Nisr of Chometz in Erev Pesach, not a Nisr. Chometz Nuksha in Erev Pesach. Can anyone bring me a possible proof, at least a conceptual proof to this idea? I want to see another example of this theme, that Chometz Nuksha is not really called Chometz. It's an Issa B'fnei Atzmai, and therefore the Issa only applies to Pesach and doesn't apply before. I want an almost identical scenario. I'm not going to talk about Chometz before Pesach. I'm going to talk about Chometz Shavuot over Pesach. But I'm not going to talk about the way we're familiar with. We're familiar with Chometz over Pesach on the level of the Rabbanim. So that's a whole different game. The Rabbanim, the Knas, the penalty, I'm not talking about that. There's one Tana out there. His name is Rabbi Yehuda, who held that Chometz Shavuot over Pesach is also Nidaraisa. Any Chometz that existed, for that matter, owned by Jew or a Goy, according to Yehuda, we don't pass that way. Any chometz that existed in the world in Pesach is also the achim of Anol Yolam Boel. It's a gzeres akosov la'olam boel yolam boel yolam boel. So I want to know the following: what would Rabbi Yehuda say on chometz nuksha shavu'ot over Pesach? That's the shaila. There was chometz nuksha floating around the world on Pesach. Now I want to eat it the week after Pesach. What would Rabbi Yehuda say? Where would I even begin to look up that shaila? Shulchan Aruch, you're in the wrong Shulchan Aruch, because we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. You would never find that shaila. So you have to search high and low. What would the din be according to Rabbi Yehuda? And why is that so important to us? Because if the answer to that question is that it'll only be awesome in the Rabbanon, because Chometz Lukesh is not really Chometz, then I got pshat in this thesis also. So where would I go? Baruch Hashem, we are in very, very good luck on this one. Because we don't have to go past that base of an Aleph Masech. We don't have to go past the first thesis of the Masech. First time in the Masechta, it's about six lines down from the end of the Tosfos. The end line lo asa. The Tosfos lo asa Rav Yehuda chometz achra Pesach ela bechometz gomor dikigimu kroy. The says zman of zman lachazman. About benukshe the lake alachad kroy filu Rav Yehuda moide. says Tosfos Mamash Black and White, exactly what we wanted, exactly what we were guessing, what we were hoping for. That the Hilig Taner of Yehudu asas chometz shavu pesach with their isa, only asked it by something that's a chalon and a shem chometz, not something that's only chometz nukshah. Chometz nukshah is not really chometz. Rabbi said this Tosfos that beizim and alas is l'shitosam and the vavar beiz, is l'shitosam Rabbi Netam and the chafalif, is l'shitosam Rabbi Netam and the chafman beiz. Rabbi Netam shita that permeates the entire mesechta is that chometz nukshah and harevitz chometz for that matter are not really chometz. They're in this room for the Atzvai. And therefore, there's no Bairavei Matzei on them. There's no Isser, or Pesach Yefta Chatzais. There's no Yefta Isser, Kondra Bidu Chomet Shalva Pesach on it. Nothing garnish, because it's not Chomet. It's in this room for the Atzvai. Not a great shock, not a great surprise. The Rashi could not learn the Gemara Yechidik with the Nice Ekar Ben Adam. It was impossible for Rashi to learn the Gemara Ekar Ben Adam. Why? Because what did Rashi hold? Mapadaf Membeis, Rashi held. What is there in Chometz Nuksha? It is by Rabbi Motze. It is by Rabbi Motze. It's regular Chometz. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. It's Mamash plain old Chometz. Can anybody possibly think of any possible in the wildest dreams, possible Nafka Mina or Dina for us? I mean, come on. When no one's eating Chometz on Erev Pesach, no one's eating Chometz Nuksha on Erev Pesach. I want to know, is there a Deraisa Dik HaChashash to Chometz Nuksha? Or the whole Chometz Nuksha on Erev Pesach is on a Midrash? So I'll tell you the only thing that's left of Chometz Nuksha for us. When I say jump to God, I say jump to God to Daf Lamed Vav, but we're not going to get there tonight. Sometime we get there. The Gemara talks about if you take flour and rather than mixing it with water, you mix it with fruit juices. What we call colloquially egg matzah, matzah shira. So it's mechlekes a rishonim. What exactly happens or doesn't happen? There was some rishonim who the opinion, Rashi's view is that the egg matzah, the fruit juice matzah, may not be chometz, but it's possible that it's what? Maybe chometz nukshah. It may be that the fruit juice could start the process but not quite completed, it may fall into cracks, and maybe labeled as chometz nukshah. If one assumes that way, fruit juice, egg matzah, that one just matzah, may potentially be chometz nukshah, we would stay far away from it on the basis of itself. So where would we possibly turn the other way? Maybe Erev Pesach would make a case to say, well, the only thing that's wrong with the apple juice, fruit juice, the egg matzahs, is chometz nuksha. Maybe in light of the fact that Rabbi Tam just told us that chometz nuksha is not so bad, not so terrible in Erev Pesach, because it's not really chometz, it's an instrument for the asa that was never asked in the Raisa on Erev Pesach. Maybe we can look the other way at some of the chometz nuksha issues, some of the fruit juice, some of the matzah shira issues, on Erev Pesach. This is potentially Nafka Mina Ladina. This speaks volumes. The difference of this Shaila is going to be, I'd say, 3 hours of sleep on Erev Pesach Chalas B'Shabbos, for a very simple reason. The source of our entire dilemma on Erev Pesach Chalas B'Shabbos is that we can't figure out what to eat for Shalosh Shabbos. That's what throws us all off. That's what we're hoping. The Friday night meal is a technical, it's a logistical nightmare, but it's not a halakhic nightmare. You just take a challah roll and call it a day. Shabbos morning is also, before the Zman Israchila, just have a challah roll and you call it a day. It's that third meal that's a disaster, because you can't eat matzah, because it's Erev Pesach. You can't eat chametz because it's after the Zman, and you can't eat shalosh before the Zman of Yom Tov. So your mamash in a halachic checkmate. So we search, and we try to defend over backwards to figure out an eitzah to solve the problem. And a gevaldik eitzah. Eat matzah shira. Tosfos quotes at the beginning of Erev Pesachim. There's no issue of eating of matzah shira and Erev Pesach because you can't be yotzei matzah anyway, and it's not chametz anyway. And what is it? It's chametz nuksha. Big deal. Ben Atam said chametz nuksha and Pesach. What's the big deal? That's so terrible. I'm sorry to report that most of us still do get up and Erev Pesach because we're not so comfortable. The pashtus in the Ramah is that option doesn't exist. Pashtus reading in the Ramah, the Ramah writes, when it comes to Shalosh Shiras in Erev Pesach, the Ramah says, you're in a checkmate. There's nothing to eat. You can't have matzah, you can't have chametz. Why does the Ramah say you can have matzah shira? What's the problem with matzah shira? So the Ramah says, because we don't eat matzah shira. Sounds from the Ramah, we don't eat matzah shira when? Even on Erev Pesach. Unless one wants to read the Ramah in a very creative way. Maybe what the Ramah means, we don't need matzah shira, therefore, what are you going to tell a guy? To go bake all his matzah shira for Erev Pesach? What's he going to do with the after Erev Pesach? since we can't eat it on Pesach, we're not going to watch Riach a guy, not going to suggest to bake up Matzah Shira. You want to? Okay, give them the eight. Maybe there's no Isser. So it's Machloikas at Paiskim. What did the Ramah mean? What's the bottom line? Can you have Matzah Shira in our Pesach? A big nafkin in Ladina. It all emanates, it all starts with this idea. So, Rabbi Sa, I hope you mention next week. But after I continue Matzah Shira, we're going to continue with the Kegel statement. What is that?